Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you for the beauty of every new morning, that you made sunsets beautiful, that you made such a beautiful world. And I thank you, Lord, that you make women beautiful too, that there's something special that you deposit in the heart of a woman as well as on the outside of a woman that that reflects your beauty. And so, Lord, I pray this morning that you would come, that you would be part of this call, that you would direct us towards what we need to pray about, that you would pour out your spirit on each of us, that that you would have your way in us. So we welcome you and bless you in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
All right, I'm going to read two verses from today. So I, the first one is Isaiah 3:24. And actually that whole part, it's, you know, the Lord's disciplining the Israelites, talks about their women just parading around with their tinkling anklets on their feet and their, you know, I'm sure you're describing all that was really trendy that time, their chains and bracelets, mufflers, bonnets. It's really interesting. It doesn't even sound all from Hebrew. That's probably a King James translation, actually, the bonnet. But and how he just, he says, I'm going to, it'll come to pass that instead of sweet smell, there will be stink. Instead of a girdle, rent. Instead of a well-set hair, baldness. Instead of a stomacher, a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. It is his discipline of saying, you know, what I see is that on the inside, there's no beauty. And so he strips it away for a time. At the end of Isaiah, then he goes through and ends up promising restoration. And so this is Isaiah 1:3, and of course it starts before that. The whole passage is really amazing. It's that passage that Jesus quotes, where the Spirit of the Lord is on me. But I'm going to just read verse 3, and it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I think what struck me when I did the study, but then again today when I read the verses, is how important substance is to the Lord, that he wants us to do the same thing on the inside as the outside. And when it's not, that he's willing to strip away that. It's like a veneer of beauty. This veneer, but inside was this, like you said, stink. You know, he peels that away and it just stinks on the inside. Something's rotting. And so he has to air that out. He has to bring the stink into the light so that then, but always, you know, his call is to restore. So I just wrote, and he, when he needs to, he peels away our self-made prideful ornaments and adornment, revealing where we've been hollow graves. And so the outside's burned away, exposing the ashes and releasing the trapped smell. But then when we to him, he purges and renews. He restores beauty from the inside. Righteousness grows from a seed, having roots. It grows to be a beautiful tree and also a garment. And from the ashes grows a beauty that's through and through.
Yes. Well, what one of the things that struck me was from this, it reminds me the description. I have the Living Translation, New Living Translation Bible, and it's, you know, it says, instead of smelling sweet perfume, she will stink. She will wear a robe for a sash, and her elegant hair will fall out, and talks about rust for a lap and shame, and it just reminds me of slavery, you know, we have the freedom to, as we are serving God. We know God. We love Him, and we have freedom to, you know, to do. He allows us so much, you know, and especially in this country. And before that, I know what I was like before I became a Christian. You know, I didn't realize that I was actually a slave to sin, and. That you know, setting me free just, you know, showed me the Lord, what true beauty is, and who was the originator and who is the creator of beauty and all of creation. And that was, you know, transform my mind and my heart, and you know, no longer a slave. So, you know, that's what I think about when I see this.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and the freedom we have in dance as well. You know, the freedom to, you know, there's, and we, I know we learned this, that, and you know this, that, you know, when we wear our garments, we're careful about certain, you know, we wear these priestly garments, so to speak, but we're careful about where we wear our garments so that we don't, you know, we want to adorn, we want to look beautiful. We're not trying to adorn ourselves in order to attract attention, but we're just trying to reflect the beauty of the Lord in a dance, and not draw attention to, you know, because we're women, we just have to be careful about certain parts of our bodies, and but we have that freedom. You know, He gives us that freedom. And once we have that taken care of, then we can, you know, really dance. I read a book one time by this woman who's a dancer, and I can't remember her name. You might recognize her name, but I bought this book years ago, and she said the Lord taught her about humility, and she came out and did a solo dance, but she had gone to the bathroom and her whole back of her skirt was tucked into her, the hem was tucked in the back of her leotard.
Oh,
so her,
not when I danced, but I, oh gosh.
And she didn't know it. You know, she was in a hurry. She tucked, you know, she got done and pulled up her leotard and didn't realize that it was stuck in the back of her, you know, by and the waist, and she danced the whole way like that. So, you know, it's just, it was, the Lord was teaching about humility, you know, and, but we just have to be careful, you know, and check ourselves on everything. And it's, again, and, you know, everything that we do is, you know, like you said, when we dance, we want to attract, we want to show the beauty of the Lord, and worship, the beauty of worship.
Yeah, I love this freedom too. There's two things. I think it's Lisa Poirier. She also has a book, and she has the simple phrase that we dress for beauty and for glory.
Yes.
I think that's beauty and glory. But also, I thought of Regina King. She has the most beautiful smile. She's just a really beautiful woman. And I was at a graduation conference with her. A couple of years ago, and she said the Lord told her, He said, "Your smile will, they'll see your smile, and it will draw them to Me." And it was that same thing, like the beauty, you know, that beauty will cause them to look to Me. So I like that.
Yes, definitely.
I thought we could pray this morning. I want to pray for each other, and then also, I know, just pray for the people who are dancing at Easter.